And the reasons for abandoning minimal access surgery were various, but seemed to be largely related to the length of the procedure itself, something that possibly had more import to the commercially driven US institutions than perhaps in this country. Clearly, a prolonged learning curve for the procedure was also a relevant factor, and more so in those surgeons who were low volume users rather than high volume users, possibly reflecting the lack of availability of mentoring processes in their introduction of this sort of surgery.